Bruce that way. They were her rescuers, her friends. Now, though, ambiguous images seemed to flit over her mind, images that made the man in Man Up very evident. Lily hadn't ever thought of the men in that manner. Sure, she realized they were both very attractive, but they'd always been friends, and that was that. Now, though, as she skated, she found herself thinking about the line of Rocky's jaw, about the way Bruce's legs moved and his ass moved as he skated. She thought about when a few young punks were making a young mother uncomfortable and the two men had walked up and just stood staring at them until the punks left and the woman had almost cried with gratitude. Either of them would be a wonderful boyfriend. She wondered why the hell she hadn't thought about that before. She wondered if the men had. As she skated, Lily became aware that she was exaggerating certain motions. It took her a moment to understand she was showing off her ass and being suggestive. She'd once performed a sexy routine during a competition, and she realized she was doing a mini version of it right then. She wondered if the boys knew it, wondered if they liked it. It was so damned odd to be turned on and trying to turn the boys on. Maybe she should sleep with one of them. Which one would she sleep with? Would it ruin her friendship with the other one? Hell, would it ruin the relationship with the one she screwed? She didn't want to ruin the relationship she had with the boys, but her body certainly wasn't listening to reason. Her mind wasn't either. On the contrary, images of Bruce moving on top of her or of her bouncing on top of Rocky filled her head. She couldn't help but wonder about how they might look naked. She'd seen them both without their shirts on, and she felt a hard crash and started to fall before strong hands grabbed her. "Jeez," Rocky said, "you ran right into me." Bruce had caught her, and he lifted her to her feet and said, "Are you going to cry and hug us again?" Rocky giggled, but the contact was too much for her, and Lily turned around in his arms and kissed him without thinking. He didn't respond for a second, and then he kissed her back passionately until she realized what she was doing and backed away. She looked at Bruce. He smiled sadly and said, "I'm gonna go do some sprints." He turned around and started to skate to the other end of the rink. "No, wait." It was just what she'd feared. Damn it. She'd been impulsive and hurt one of them. "Come here, Bruce, please." He turned back around and skated up. "Look, I didn't know. I just..." She couldn't find the words, but he smiled again. "We've talked about it, Lily," he said. "We both want you, and we knew at some point you'd choose one of us. It's okay. You're both my best friends." "But I didn't choose," she cried. "I just..." She didn't know what to say, and instead of completing the thought, she just threw her arms around Bruce and kissed him as well. As she did, she realized how crazy she was being, but just when she came to her senses and was about to pull away, Bruce began responding passionately, and with his hands on her hips, he kissed her back urgently, and she couldn't bring herself to break off the kiss. "I guess we're sharing her," Rocky said. Her eyes opened wide at his words, but since Bruce's were closed, he didn't notice. Lily heard Rocky skate up behind her and his hands moved over her sides as Bruce kissed her. She stopped the kiss and turned around to look at Rocky with surprise. He didn't hesitate. His mouth found hers. His hands moved to her shoulders and she felt Bruce run his hands over her hips and then over her ass. Everything seemed impossible and panic started to grow within her, but then something gave way. She cared deeply for both of them. If they didn't have a problem sharing her, why should she have a problem being shared? She kissed Rocky back and wrapped her arms around his neck. As they kissed, the men skated, and she felt herself moving over the ice. It went on for just a few moments until they were out of the rink and the kiss ended. She stared at both of them, not quite sure what to say. She didn't have to say anything, though. Bruce took her hand, and they walked awkwardly in their skates to one of the benches surrounding the rink. Lily thought they were going to talk, and she was suddenly terribly nervous. What had she just done, and what the hell would it mean to have two boyfriends who were actually okay with her having both?